This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
your award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Right now is one of the most important times in the 26-year history of Joy. Times are tough financially, but that will never stop us delivering powerful, meaningful and uplifting radio for you. To get ready for the future, we're launching Joy Nation and we need your support to do it. So help Joy by asking your workmates, your next door neighbour, your mum, your dad, your siblings and of course your friends. Go to joy.org.au and make a donation to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
So, Macca, what do you have to talk to us about this week?
Well, I want to talk...
You are going to keep it nice, Macca, aren't you?
Always. I'm going to talk about the United States of Amnesia.
The United States of
Amnesia. American Carnage. So, I'd like people to think back to Donald
Trump.
Where
do you come up with these ideas, Macca?
They actually come to me at night. And I write them on little sticky notes next to the bed.
Oh, I think you need to take up copywriting or something.
Or perhaps. So Donald Trump, in his inauguration address, said, "This American carnage stops right here and stops right now." Now, he tried to explain what he meant, but I'm not sure that he actually understood it or knew it. But I always approach what President Trump says as more likely than not it's going to be a lie. That's his default position. A man who claims to be one of the world's great businessmen, who presided over billions of dollars of businesses who went into bankruptcy. A president who talks about his respect for the military. A president who loves those photo opportunities with the military. You know how it goes. He stands there, tummy out, right hand on his left breast, looking ahead, you know, through, you know, his unsun-machined eyes, you know, where he's had the goggles on. He loves doing that. You know, back in 1968, at the age of 22, Donald Trump was actually the picture of health. He stood 6'2" tall. He was an athletic build. He played football, tennis, squash. He even was taking up golf. His medical history was unblemished, aside from having his appendix out when he was 10. But, you know, that same year, 1968, when he graduated from college, he actually became eligible to be drafted and sent to Vietnam. And guess what? He'd already had a couple of deferments because of his college. He then got another deferment because he had bone spurs in his heels. Bone spurs. Doesn't stop you walking, but apparently it was a condition that stopped you joining the military. He got another couple of deferments for his university. So this is a man who talks about respect for military but didn't have the guts, didn't have the balls, didn't have the strength of character to serve his country when he was called up. Yet he'll take the photo opportunity. But let's just look at what some very illustrious, respected and principled senior military men have said about Donald Trump. Mike Mullen, the 17th chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the most senior military official in the US, actually appointed at the president's pleasure. He said about Trump going across to the church across the road from the White House, after he'd cleared the road and the park of protesters, peaceful protesters, with National Guard. He said Trump's goal in conducting his visit, he laid bare his disdain for the rights of people, peaceful protest in the US. He gave succour to the leaders of other countries who take comfort in our domestic strife, and he risked further politicising the men and women of the US armed forces. He said there was little good in the stunt. I am less than confident in the soundness of the orders that will be given by this commander-in-chief. Remember, this is the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I'm not convinced that the conditions on our street, as bad as they are, have risen to the level that justifies such a heavy reliance on military troops. This is not the time for stunts. This is the time for leadership. James Mattis, President of Defense under President Trump, appointed by President Trump. James Mattis said, Trump is our first president in his lifetime. This is a man in his late 60s who does not try to unite the American people, who doesn't even pretend to try, and said he tries to divide us. We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years of this deliberate effort. We are witnessing the consequences of 3 years without mature leadership. Mattis went on to say, when I joined the military some 50 years ago, so he's probably over 70, I swore an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Never did I dream that troops taking the same oath would be ordered under any circumstances to violate the constitutional rights of their fellow citizens, much less to provide a bizarre photo opportunity for the elected commander-in-chief, making military leadership stand aside. One other. Retired Marine Corps four-star general, Jim Allen, I think it's Allen, Allen's the surname, he said the day Trump walked across from the White House after getting troops to clear away protesters with tear gas may well signal the beginning of the end of the American experiment. Allen urged people to make their votes in November for the future of American democracy. It will have to come from the bottom up, for at the White House, there is no one at home. Now, Donald Trump, otherwise known as Bunker Boy. There was a report during the week, verified from many sources, that Donald Trump and his family were taken to the White House bunker while demonstrators got relatively close to the White House. Now, this occurred while the Secret Service alert level at the White House was elevated from yellow to red. The First Lady, the President, and their son Barron were rushed to the bunker because of that upgrade. Now, Bunker Boy Trump said on Fox News, so when you tell lies, it's best to go on to a media outlet that deals in lies and fake news. Just remember the network he chose. He said, look, it's a false report. I went down during the day. I was there for a tiny little short period of time. It was much more for an inspection. He said, inspecting the bunker because the Secret Service expressed concern for his safety. He said that wasn't the case. No, they didn't tell me that at all. They said it would be a good time to go down, take a look, because sometime you're going to need it. Oh, really? So all this is going on and you just decide, the Secret Service says, hey, you're not doing anything, Mr. President. Why don't we go down and have a look at this bunker? You never know, you might use it. He doesn't even use practical, believable lies. And finally, mail voting, voting by mail. Donald Trump has voted by mail 11 times in the last 10 years. His official residence as of September last year is Mar-a-Lago in Florida, but he's waged a battle against mail-in voting, claiming, with no proof, but that's not unusual, that the practice has led to widespread voter fraud. Not one example of this. Before we even get on to COVID-19 and his appalling, destructive response that has seen over 100,000 Americans die. Remember, when he said, oh, we've only got one person here from China, when that's fixed, we won't have any virus. So when Trump said, this American carnage stops right here and stops right now, as usual, he was lying. What he should have said was, this American carnage starts right here and starts right now. They say you can't fix stupid. It turns out you can't quarantine it either. I hope for the USA and the world that he does not get re-elected. And I hope and I wish that he gets confined to the dustbin of history as the worst US president ever. And believe me, he's got a lot of competition. And that's what I think.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.